business owners and gay activists in Spokane, Washington, are planning to create a gay district. They envision a neighborhood like the Castro in San Francisco, with gay-friendly businesses and lots of gay residents. They say a gay district would signal that Spokane is tolerant and progressive and would help the city's businesses.
The planners are using the ideas of economist Richard Florida for inspiration. He argues that the economy will be increasingly driven by what he calls the creative class, and those people are the ones planners want to draw to Spokane. Commentator Michael Alviar doesn't think it's going to work.
The folks in Spokane are casting a queer eye down the wrong drive. Creating gay districts won't draw in business residents and tourists. In fact, it'll do the opposite. The creative class Spokane activists want to attract is repelled by artifice, and building what amounts to a gay Epcot Center is the epitome of pretense. Spokane activists have got the process backwards. It isn't build it and they will come. It's let them come and they'll build it. Look at the success stories that Spokane wants to copy. Minneapolis's Loren Park, Chicago's Boys Town, Atlanta's Midtown, Washington's Logan Circle all have a high gay index. But these cities didn't create gay districts. They created incentives to rebuild neglected neighborhoods. They made it easier for urban pioneers to stake out their territory. Gay men tend to be the first to gentrify a neighborhood, not because we're born with a redecorating gene, but because we're more willing to risk the dangers of living in marginal neighborhoods. Most of us don't have kids, so we're not worried about living in areas with good schools. And we certainly don't have wives or girlfriends who'd feel threatened about living in sketchy neighborhoods. Once these neighborhoods are restored to their former grandeur, the danger recedes, good schools approach, and the creative class moves in. The creative class isn't interested in gay districts. They're not even interested in gay people, per se. What they're interested in are the things that gays value. Walkable neighborhoods, mixed-use spaces, the arts, architectural design, variety, eccentricity. What's gay about wanting racially diverse neighbors? What's gay about wanting to walk to work? Nothing. You know the old story about taking canaries into mine shafts, right? Miners used them to detect deadly but odorless gases. If the canaries went claws up, the miners knew to turn tail and run. Economist Richard Florida once described gays as the canaries of the creative economy. In other words, the creative class Spokane wants to attract doesn't care about the canaries as much as they care about what they sniff out. That's why, instead of a gay district, Spokane should build an arts district. Instead of sexual ghettos, they should build sturdy sidewalks. Artificially constructed gay districts? This is one canary that just sniffed the air and keeled over.
Michael Alviar is co-author of the book Alexander the Fabulous, The Man Who Brought the World to Its Knees.